Matt Greenwood back with you on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. Make your backyard a paradise with an above ground or in ground pool from Home Pools and Spas in Ludington. Go online at homepoolsandspas.net. Final score in this Jefferson County Large Schools Conference affair in Imperial at Windsor High School. The visiting team takes it, the Hillsborough Hawks, with a final score of 1-0. My favorite kind of ball game, as we are joined by the pitcher that kept it that way, Christian Hancock, our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood. Applebee's located in Farmington. Dude, that fastball was pretty electric today, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You used that to get a lot of strikeouts here today. I did notice, though, that your first three pitches of the game were actually curveballs. Was it sort of pitching backwards today for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, whatever helped to get all those outs. They're a tough team. Curveballs struck them out or get the first out.
Yeah, curveballs, fastballs, you pretty much used everything in your arsenal. Did you throw any changeups to them to get any strikeouts?
I did not.
Okay. Do you have that in your
arsenal? Yeah, I'm still trying to work on it.
Still working on that?
It's not very accurate.
Okay. A 1-0 game where, you know, your opposing pitcher is matching you pitch for pitch, strikeout for strikeout.
Yep.
Connor Hartman, he had 11 punchouts as well.
Yeah.
Derek Williams had quite a few. They wound up actually striking you guys out 14 times. So when you're in that kind of game, what's the mindset for Christian Hancock?
It's a tough game. You got to come back and do the same thing they did to win the ball game.
And, you know, it was kind of funny because you and Connor were like mirror images of one another in terms of how the line worked through the first couple of innings, both 1-2-3 first, and then both striking out the side in the second inning. When you go out there and you've got this relatively warm day and you know kind of what's at stake with this large schools conference championship being on the line, kind of, you know, you got to win to keep up with Festus, who you guys are going to play, crossing our fingers, on Friday. Do you take it as just another game, or is there some built-in pressure? And if so, does that actually help you perform better, you think?
I mean, yeah, they're a tough team. It helps me perform better, and, yeah, they're conference, so it helps me perform better.
Let's talk about Mark Moore, because that guy comes up with two outs and a guy on third and hitting leadoff. Not a lot of opportunities to drive in runs, and he shoots one in that gap in right center field and puts you guys ahead early in the game.
Yeah, a big hit by Mark Moore. So, yeah.
Okay. I want to talk about your at-bats. I know it's kind of tough, but when you go up there and you're facing a guy that can, you know, strike out batters and, you know, it's sort of making it tough for you at the plate, does your plate performance affect your pitching at all? Just curious.
No, not really. I just try to keep a good mindset and go ahead and pitch.
Okay, very well. You now have two complete games. You're also 4-0, so that's got a nice sound to it, huh?
Yeah, it does.
As you progress through this season, I know districts are going to be coming up here in a couple of weeks. What's Christian Hancock working on between now and that time?
Hopefully work on the changeup and pound in the zone. Get ready for all those games.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because towards the very end, you know, you were walking a few more guys. For you, was that, did you feel like you were missing the plate more or guys were just taking better pitches?
I started, like, lose stamina on that very end of the innings. That's about it. Okay. So it's kind of rough for me.
Andy Omanovic probably gave you a little scare there. The shortstop. That hit to short. To see that, to hear that ball hit so hard. I'm sure you're turning around as quickly as possible. Then see Grant Beck deep in the hole make that catch. What's that feeling like to know that you got that final out for that win?
Yeah, it was a good play, and very excited for Grant. Made the last play.
Do you guys ever do anything about that? It's like, hey, you made the last out to secure the win. Do you guys, like, take him out for pizza or something?
No, not really.
No?
No.
They don't get anything for it?
No.
Okay. Well, as player of the game, you get a free entree from Applebee's of Farmington, so I'll get that certificate to you. And you'll get to enjoy that. But congratulations, Christian, on the victory.
Thank you.
All right, that's Christian Hancock joining us here on the Home Pools and Spots post-game show. Second complete game of the season. 4-0 now on the year and helping improve the Hillsborough Hawks to 9-4 on the season. And